closer versus farther away? What's your sense as to where this team is at in that respect?
I would argue both to an extent, because we are very close, but we need to consciously and intentionally make moves to get us better. I think that's, you know, something that we might have been a victim of in the offseason a little bit, just because we have guys that can get better, you know, on the pitching side and offensively. That seemed like that was the goal and the, you know, the outlook during the offseason. Not that we made some moves, but there are guys that we have now that can get better, that will get better, but we have to make it happen. And then obviously going out there and, you know, trading for guys, signing guys, who knows from there. But I think it's something that we have to be conscious and intentional about.
Paul Skeens, after his start on Sunday with Dan Zangrilli, big topic this week, Paul Skeens thoughtfully and intentionally calling out the Pirates by saying that they need to be thoughtful, conscious, and intentional with the moves that they make. The Pirates are not better today than they were yesterday. They're not. Because Ke Bryan Hayes is still a positive WAR player because of his glove. You got to have the big picture in mind. And that's where I don't trust Ben Cherington. Like, moving Ke Bryan Hayes out of here makes a ton of sense. But what's the next step? What's four steps down the line? You needed to clear a space that you could get a third baseman in here that could hit, even a league average third baseman. He hasn't done that yet. This is a massive day in Pirates history. It really is. This offseason is a massive one in Pirates history. Next season, one of the more important years in recent Pirates history. And you need to be thoughtful and intentional, like Skeen said, with what you do to improve upon this club. Now, that being said, Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, big-time Major League Baseball insider last night, he posted this: barring a dramatic shift on Thursday, the Pittsburgh Pirates are likely to keep right-hander Mitch Keller, according to Major League sources briefed on their discussions. He goes on to say, a trade of Keller represents perhaps the Pirates' best chance to acquire impact offensive talent, but The Athletic reported last Friday that the Pirates were torn on moving Keller. An executive from a team interested in Keller, granted anonymity for his candor, said his team has not even bothered continuing its pursuit of the pitcher, citing the Pirates' reluctance to seriously engage. Look, at a bare minimum, the Pirates need to be seriously engaging in conversations right now on Keller. I agree.
Oh, man. Man. Man, Callis.
I choked on my Zin there a little bit.
Yeah, I saw that.
I got to toss that way out of here. That was bad. My bad. Sorry, everyone driving around out there. That had to have been gross. That is disgusting. I agree with what Ken Rosenthal had to say there, wrote there, that this represents perhaps the Pirates' best chance to acquire impact offensive talent. And, okay, we've said this for weeks. If you don't get a major league player and a player who is knocking on the door to become an impact major league player, then you don't move Keller. I still stand by that. But a team that would otherwise be interested in Keller hasn't even bothered because the Pirates aren't seriously engaging? That's a crime if that's true. Now, maybe the Pirates just aren't seriously engaged in talks with that team. I am open to that possibility. But they better damn well be having deep discussions on Keller. You have to be. If not, I don't want to hear Cherington ever say again this is a massive opportunity at this deadline. If you're not having the discussions, you're not even attempting to make good on this opportunity.
Well, I mean, what if, okay, there's a way to not have discussions if the ask is not even close to your ball, close into your ballpark, right? Like, it's like, I'm not even having this discussion. I'm not even having this conversation because what you're already offering, lowballing me right now, I don't even see you getting to a place where we could compromise.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's the point? Like, I'd rather just keep the guy.
It could be him sticking to his guns. It could be, I mean, and that would be the best case scenario. We need X. You're not even coming close to offering X. Don't bother calling us back unless you're going to. That would actually be okay. If that's the thought process of Ben Cherington, I'm fully behind that. You cannot trade Mitch Keller just to trade Mitch Keller. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think he's ever going to have higher value than he does right now, but I'm open-minded in that. He has tanked each of the last two seasons in the second half. If he keeps pitching the way that he has, and he bucks that historical Mitch Keller trend, then he'll be worth a lot on the open market this off, or on the trade market this offseason. And that's when it's much more likely that you're going to get major league players in return. So if that's the reasoning, hey, here's what we're asking. If you can't match it, then we're not going to trade him. I'm fine with it. If he's not having legitimate discussions, if he's not engaging in discussions, that is a crime against the sport. That's all I'm saying.